This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Balendra Saha sworn in as Nepal's 43rd Prime Minister forms 15-member cabinet. First cabinet meeting decides to implement recommendations of Inquiry Commission report on Gen Z movement. Former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak arrested early this morning. And U.S. seeks talks with Iran, says conflict could end in weeks. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal administered the oath of office and secrecy to Balendra Saha on Friday, appointing him as Nepal's 43rd Prime Minister in accordance with Article 76(1) of the Constitution. The oath-taking ceremony was held at the President's office, Sital Niwas, in the presence of senior state officials, political leaders, diplomats and security chiefs. The swearing-in ceremony yesterday featured new elements reflecting Vedic and Buddhist traditions. Prime Minister Saha, aged 35, becomes the youngest leader to assume the post after the 1990s People's Movement. He was elected to the House of Representatives from Chapa Constituency 5. In the meantime, on the recommendation of the Prime Minister, President Podal formed a 15-member Council of Ministers under Article 76(9), where 5 women have been included in the cabinet, making up 33% representation. Key appointments include Shishir Khanal as Foreign Minister, Dr. Swarnim Wagli as Finance Minister, Sudhan Gurung as Home Minister and Biraj Bhakta Shrestha as Energy Minister. Likewise, Sunil Lamsal as the Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development, Khadgar Ras Podal as the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, and Susmit Pokhrel as the Minister for Education, Science, Technology and Sports. Nisha Mehta took oath as the Minister for Health and Population and Water Supply. Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha as the Minister for Communications and Information Technology. Pratibha Rawal as the Minister for General Administration and Land Management and Poverty Alleviation. And Sobita Gautam as the Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. Geeta Chaudhary took oath as the Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development and Forest and Environment. Deepak Shah as the Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security and Sita Badi as the Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens. It may be noted that Prime Minister Balendra Shah has kept the portfolio of the Ministry of Defence and the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies to himself for now. Meanwhile, the newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shah has moved to the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday. He entered the official residence Balwatar by observing the established Vedic rituals. The first cabinet meeting of the newly formed government has decided to immediately implement the report of the High-Level Commission on Investigation into the incidents relating to September 8th and 9th Gen Z movement in 2025. It is the first decision of the cabinet meeting yesterday chaired by Prime Minister Balendra Shah. The government also assigned Minister for Education, Science and Technology and Youth and Sports Susmit Pokhrel as the spokesperson of government. Following the meeting, spokesperson Pokhrel shared that among the recommendations made by the Gauri Bahadur Karki-led inquiry commissions for action against security officials, a study committee would be formed. Earlier, the erstwhile government led by Susila Karki had decided to make public the inquiry report by placing it in the library archive of the Federal Parliament Secretariat. The cabinet meeting also paid tribute to those losing lives in various movements, including the Gen Z movement, spokesperson Pokhrel said, adding that it endorsed the governance reform plan. Acting on the decision of the Council of Ministers, police have arrested former Prime Minister and CPN UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli from his residence in Bhaktapur this morning. According to Superintendent of Police and Chief of the District Police Range Bhaktapur, Surya Bahadur Kharka, Oli was arrested early this morning from a rented house in Surya Binayak Municipality 7 in Gundu. Similarly, former Home Minister and Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak was also arrested from his residence in Surya Binayak Municipality 5, Katunjay this morning. Police confirmed that both leaders were taken to Kathmandu following their arrest. Leaders from neighboring and partner countries have congratulated newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shah for following his assumption of office. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his congratulations via social media, expressing readiness to work closely with Prime Minister Shah to further strengthen Nepal-India relations. The United States also conveyed its congratulations. In a message posted on social media, the U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu said it looks forward to working with Nepal to promote mutual prosperity and regional stability. Similarly, Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif congratulated Prime Minister Shah on his electoral victory and appointment, expressing best wishes for his tenure. Members of the newly formed Council of Ministers have assumed office at Singha Darbar yesterday after taking the oath and outlined their immediate priorities. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung directed officials to simplify public service delivery and enforce a zero-tolerance policy against corruption. Likewise, Finance Minister Swarnim Waghle expressed commitment to implementing key recommendations of the High-Level Economic Reform Commission. Similarly, Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal said Nepal's foreign policy would remain unchanged despite the change in government, stressing continuity in non-alignment and protection of national interest. Communications and Information Technology Minister Bikram Timal Sinha said his focus would be on delivering results rather than holding position. Likewise, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Sobita Gautam pleased legal reforms, while Energy Minister Biraj Bhakta Shrestha said efforts would be made to ensure access to energy for all. Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel prioritized improving teacher capacity, infrastructure and transparency in scholarships. Similarly, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Kharag Raj Paudel said the ministry would play a key role in advancing national prosperity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepali Congress NC has congratulated newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shah and members of the Council of Ministers. Posting a message in social media yesterday, party president Gagan Kumar Thapa congratulated Prime Minister Shah and the newly appointed ministers, wishing them success in their new role and responsibilities. Likewise, CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has congratulated newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shah and his newly formed cabinet. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States has expressed hope for possible talks with Iran this week, even as military tensions continue to rise across the West Asia. According to the BBC, the U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff said Washington expects a response from Tehran on a proposed 15-point agreement, indicating continued diplomatic efforts alongside the conflict. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi accused the United States and Israel of targeting civilian infrastructure, including nuclear-related facilities and industrial sites. He warned that Iran would exact a heavy price in response. Israel, however, stated it had targeted the Arak heavy water facility in central Iran, describing it as a strategic site. Across the Gulf region, countries including the United Arab Emirates reported fresh missile and drone activity with air defense systems intercepting incoming threats. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Washington aims to achieve its objective without deploying ground troops, adding that the conflict could end within weeks. Regional diplomatic efforts are also underway. Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan is set to meet counterparts from Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Pakistan to discuss the crisis. The situation remains fluid with both military actions and diplomatic efforts continuing in parallel. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, while partly cloudy conditions will prevail in the remaining parts of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Balendra Shah sworn in as Nepal's 43rd Prime Minister forms 15-member cabinet. First cabinet meeting decides to implement recommendations of Inquiry Commission report on Gen Z movement. Former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak arrested early this morning. And U.S. 6 talks with Iran says conflict could end in weeks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.